Welcome to my podcast. My name's Kaya, and I'm going to be discussing the issues of the education system, specifically budget cuts, and how it's not only affecting students, but parents and teachers. In order to get a better grasp of this topic, the issue of budget cuts is an rising issue, and it's really affecting students, parents, and teachers because they're forcing schools to cut classes, academic programs, increase average class sizes, and teaching positions have even been reduced. Education is obviously a gateway out of poverty for many students, and budget cuts are shaking up schools all across the U.S. Now, from my own personal perspective, I believe the education system was built upon bias in terms of where to direct funds, what materials we teach, where the school's located, and I really think that it makes a huge difference whether or not you live in a neighborhood that is wealthy or poor. Although I do consider myself privileged when it comes to my own public education, I personally understand the struggle around me, such as other states and the differences in their budget cuts. Students in lower income families can really struggle to keep up with their peers academically because of this. It can cause problems for students without internet access at home and hinder their learning opportunities. Now, if you look at this from a teacher's perspective, teachers are tired of trying to educate students without enough money or the adequate resources that they need. One teacher by the name of Khaki Blackburn striked for class sizes and wages, saying, quote, "This is not what I went to Brown University to get a master's for." Another teacher said that their department has been left unable to print students' coursework because there are no working printers in the department. She quote-unquote says, "This makes teaching the subject very difficult. The IT staff has been cut, so we have less support when things go wrong, and this happens often as the computers are old and well past their shelf life." According to the Guardian Teacher Network, more than 80% of teachers surveyed said their schools had made cutbacks or were planning to, and a third of the teachers, which was 34%, reported that their schools were not replacing teachers who leave. Mary Boosted said, quote, "Teachers make up the vast proportion of any school's budget, so they will try to make do with fewer teachers and fewer support staff. The problem with that is that we are already seeing an exodus from the profession because teachers work more unpaid overtime than any other profession. If you're teaching larger classes, that's more marking, more preparation, more planning, more assessment. It's hard work, on top of an already very punishing workload." Now, from a parent's perspective, you can see how this is an issue because low per pupil funding is restricting opportunities for all children, and overcrowded classes are preventing children from getting the educational attention that they need. For example, in Texas, schools on the East Coast spend 33% less per student than the country's national average. So now with budget cuts, schools are going to be taking even more drastic measures just to reduce their operating costs. So the cost of textbooks, classroom materials, and handouts, they all add up into a really massive school expense. So subsequently, many public schools are now going to be requiring students to purchase their own materials and books. So, as a result, families are going to be forced to increase their educational spending just to meet their child's classroom needs. So now, how does the perspective of the students weigh into all of this? Well, I believe that it kind of bounces off the perspective of the teachers and the parents, and I'm going to show you why. So with students and budget cuts, I think it ultimately boils down to how the budget cuts are preventing students from reaching their full potential in education. So one effect of the cuts is that schools are losing experienced teachers and being replaced with inexperienced teachers who, of course, are not teaching the children properly. And I believe students deserve experienced teachers and school counselors because it allows them to get a better education, be successful in life, and lead them down the right path, whether it be college or career-wise. And another way budget cuts are affecting students are the amount of resources the schools are receiving. They can no longer afford school supplies because of the budget cuts. And with less supplies, students will experience a lack of textbooks, papers, library books, computers, and a lot more than that. So due to the fact that the staff is being cut down, resources are being narrowed down, that also means librarians and libraries are being cut, which limits some kids' resources even more. And I think libraries are essential to learning because they provide a place for students to study, read books, use computers, etc. And I can personally advocate for that because I have a free sixth period and it's where I spend every day using the computers or just the free space in order to complete my homework. Since education mainly determines your future, it leaves the perspective of students very obvious on budget cuts. I don't think anybody likes the idea of having restrictions on their education, whether it's the resources or the teaching that they're receiving. In the end, it's up to the listeners to determine who they think is most affected by the budget cuts, but in my opinion, I think it's the teachers because it's kind of like a domino effect. By them not having the proper resources that they need, they can't fully teach to their abilities, which is affecting the students, and parents are going to be complaining about their students not getting the proper education that they want them to have. So after listening to all these different perspectives, it's important to understand that by doing so, you're putting yourself in someone else's shoes, and you're trying to understand their beliefs, their feelings, experiences, so-and-so, and we can empathize and think about things from other points of views rather than only believing that your ideas and beliefs are the only thing that are correct. Every one of these perspectives plays an important role in understanding my issue because they all kind of advocate for the same thing, and that budget cuts are not a good thing and in no way, shape, or form have a positive effect on teachers, students, and even parents.